Time now for the Wide Open Three, a fast-paced look at local and regional sports brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Are you not satisfied with your smile? Bain Dental Group can give you the smile you deserve with dental implants. Dental implants are different than dentures. They offer more freedom and are a longer-lasting solution with minimal downtime. Consider dental implants as an investment in your smile and quality of life. To get started, contact any of our three locations in West Georgia to schedule a consultation. For your ultimate smile makeover, Bain Dental has you covered. To learn more, visit us online at BainDentalGroup.com.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Monday, August the 19th. We'll start you off with a quick recap of local high school football games from Friday. The nationally ranked Carrollton Trojans kicking off their 2024 season with a 24-14 win over Woodward Academy. Juju Lewis and Peyton Zachary connected with a pair of touchdowns in the first half. Carrollton's D-line took control of the second half and had a pair of sacks. The Trojans are back in action next week versus Columbia. Bowden led Fellowship Christian by 7 late in the fourth quarter before the Paladins scored a touchdown and went for 2. The conversion was successful. Red Devils lose 36-35. The Harrelson County Rebels win Friday's home non-conference game against Mount Pisgah Christian by a score of 14-10. Mount Zion shuts out Chattahoochee County 34-0. Heard County blanks Clarkston 62-0. Temple over McNair 23-6. Villarica falls to Troop County 39-6. And Jonas Walton scored 4 times while J.R. Harris rushed for a pair of touchdowns as the Central Lions defeated Spalding 49-15 on Friday. Charlie Morton giving up just 1 run on 2 hits along with 7 strikeouts as the Braves beat the Angels in California on Sunday. Third baseman Austin Riley left the game after being hit in the hand wrist area in the first inning. Riley stayed in the game and took his base but was subbed out for Luke Williams in the bottom of the first. Manager Brian Snitker says x-rays and CT scans on Riley came back inconclusive. He will undergo further testing when the Braves arrive in Atlanta on Monday. The Braves did extend their lead in the National League wildcard race over the Mets to 2 games. Braves return home to host the division-leading Phillies on Tuesday for a 3-game series. And exhibition football, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Falcons 13-12 thanks in part to a third-quarter 56-yard touchdown pass by former Heard County quarterback Emory Jones. The 6'2", 210-pound Jones threw for 2,200 yards last season at the University of Cincinnati, tossing 18 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Graddock Sports or visit us at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.